Load dish 9.4. Functional rearrangements in chromosomal DNA. In contrast to the transposition of mobile elements in genomic DNA, which appears to serve no direct, immediate function for the organism, there are several types of rearrangements of DNA regions that are beneficial to the organism. These functional rearrangements, which have been identified in both prokaryotes and eukaryotes, occur by inversion and deletion of DNA segments and by DNA amplification. Examples of each of these mechanisms are described in this section. Although functional DNA rearrangements play a role in regulating a few selected genes, the most frequent mechanism of gene control involves the regulation of transcription, discussed in chapters 10 and 14. Inversion of a transcription control region, which is Salmonella flagellar antigens. When Salmonella typhimurium, a type of bacterium closely related to E. coli, is ingested, it produces the nausea and diarrhea of common food poisoning. The protein from which the Salmonella flagellum is constructed is one of the major Salmonella antigens to which the human immune system responds in eliminating this pathogenic bacterium. However, Salmonella cells can express two types of flagellar proteins called H1 and H2, which are encoded at distant sites on the Salmonella chromosome. Any one Salmonella cell expresses only one type of flagellar protein, but, as a clone of cells grows, some progeny spontaneously switch to expression of the other flagellar protein, a process known as phase variation. As a result, when individuals respond by making antibody against the major flagellar protein expressed by the Salmonella cells that have infected them, a small fraction of the bacterial cells are resistant to the antibody, because they express the alternative type of flagellar protein. These cells can then proliferate, until the immune system responds a second time to the second flagellar antigen. The mechanism of Salmonella phase variation has been studied by cloning and sequencing the genes involved, by analyzing mutants defective in the switching mechanism, and finally by developing an in vitro switching system using purified proteins that direct the process. The mechanism, outlined in Figure 9.20, involves inversion of a DNA segment that is located adjacent to the H2 operon and functions as a promoter. When this promoter region is in 153 orientation phase I, the two proteins encoded by the H2 operon are expressed, the H2 flagellar protein and RH1, a specific repressor that inhibits transcription of the H1 gene, which is located in a different region of the Salmonella genome. Approximately once every 1,000 cell divisions, the segment containing the H2 promoter is inverted. As a result, neither H2 nor RH1 is expressed phase I. In the absence of the repressor RH1, the H1 gene is transcribed, and the H1 protein is expressed. The protein that catalyzes inversion of the H2 promoter is a site-specific recombinase encoded by the HIN gene, which is completely contained within the inverting segment of DNA. HIN protein binds to a specific recognition sequence located at two sites, in the H2 promoter region and catalyzes recombination, that is, an exchange of DNA strands at the center of the binding sites. This results in an inversion of the DNA between the two HIN recognition sites upstream of the H2 and RH1 genes, Figure 9.21. The HIN protein is expressed only very rarely, so that inversion and the resulting phase variation is an infrequent phenomenon. Nonetheless, this process is important to the viability of the Salmonella species because it extends the period of infection and, consequently, increases the number of new hosts that are exposed to Salmonella. Antibody genes are assembled by rearrangements of germline DNA. One of the most remarkable aspects of the immune response is the vast diversity of antibodies that can be elicited against the many possible antigens an individual encounters. It is estimated that an individual can potentially produce many millions of types of antibodies with specificities for as many different antigens. A million different antibody molecules cannot be encoded directly in the human genome, since the genome only contains on the order of 100,000 genes. The molecular mechanisms for generating such remarkable diversity from a limited amount of DNA are now understood. regulated DNA inversions and deletions figure importantly in the process. To understand how this is accomplished, we must first consider the general structure of antibodies. Antibody domain structure. Antibodies belong to a class of proteins called immunoglobulins, which constitute about 20% of the proteins in the blood. The most abundant type of antibody, immunoglobulin G, is a symmetrical molecule composed of four polypeptide chains, two identical heavy H chains of 55 kDa, and two identical light L chains of 23 kDa. The light chains are composed of two domains, an N-terminal domain called the L, because it is slightly different or variable in sequence and structure in different antibody molecules, and a C-terminal domain called CL, which has an identical or constant sequence in all IG molecules. Similarly, the heavy chains are composed of four domains, an N-terminal variable VH domain, and three constant domains designated CH1, CH2, and CH3. The domain structure of IG is illustrated in Figure 922. An antibody molecule binds an antigen molecule through the surfaces created at the interfaces of the VL and VH domains at the tips of the Y-shaped molecule, see figures 321 and 322. Consequently, the antigen binding specificity of an antibody is determined by the sequence of its VL and VH domains. Organization of light chain DNA. Antibodies are produced by a class of leukocytes, white blood cells called B lymphocytes, or B cells. The genes encoding antibodies with different binding specificities are not directly inherited from the fertilized egg. Rather, they are assembled from a number of separated gene segments present in germline DNA. This process occurs during the development of B cells from stem cells in the bone marrow. For example, a functional rearranged gene encoding the K light chain, the major type of light chain in mice and humans, contains three segments. At the 5 end is the LK segment. It encodes a leader or signal peptide that directs the newly translated protein into the endoplasmic reticulum in preparation for secretion from the cell, chapter 17. The signal peptide is removed during post-translational processing of the light chain and is not present in the mature antibody molecule. The second segment encodes the VL domain of the light chain, and the third segment, at the 3 end, encodes the CL domain. As shown in Figure 923, the DNA of germ cells, i.e., sperm and egg cells, and all other cells except mature B lymphocytes, contains a K locus that has a variable region at its 5 end. This region consists of a library of leader LK and variable VK segments containing 100 LK plus VK units in humans. These units are arrayed in tandem along one long stretch of DNA. The LK segment corresponds to the leader exon in the final gene. The VK segment makes up most, but not all, of the final VL exon, encoding the variable region of the light chain. Each of the LK plus VK units is about 400 nucleotides long, and they are separated by about 7 kilobytes, thus 100 LK plus VK units would cover about 740 kilobytes of DNA. The variable region of the K locus is followed by 5 joining JK segments in human germline DNA, and then by the one constant CK segment. The 5 JK segments are randomly arranged, and are separated by about 20 kilobytes from the 3 end of the variable region. Each of the JK segments is about 13 nucleotides long, and they are spread over 1 period 4 kilobytes of DNA. Between the 3 JK segment and the single CK segment lies 2 period 4 kilobytes of intervening DNA. The number of VK and JK segments varies with the species of mammal, although there are always many more VK than JK segments. Rearrangement of light chain DNA. When DNA reorganizes to make a functional K gene, one VK segment joins to one JK segment. This joining is performed by a site-specific recombinase that recognizes sequences at the 3 end of each VK segment and the 5 end of each JK segment. Recombination between these sequences results in a deletion or inversion of the intervening sequence, depending on whether the LK plus VK unit has the same or opposite transcriptional orientation as the JK segment, figure 924. This recombination forms the completed variable region. So far, as is known, any VK can join to any JK, and the choice is random. Once a VK and JK are joined, the variable and constant regions are transcribed together into a primary RNA transcript. The intervening sequences between LK and VK, and between JK and CK, including any remaining JK regions, then are removed by RNA splicing to produce the mature mRNA for the K light chain protein. Since each VK and JK segment has a unique nucleotide sequence, VK-JK joining of 100 VK segments and 5 JK segments in human germline DNA can produce 500 different possible chains. But VK-JK joining generates even more sequence variability than this calculation would suggest, because a small, variable number of nucleotides are lost from the VK and JK segments when they are joined. The imprecision of the joining process greatly increases the diversity of possible VL amino acid sequences encoded by the VK-JK joint region. Significantly, this region encodes many of the amino acids in the antigen binding site at the tip of the VL domain, see figure 922. The random loss of nucleotides at the joining site generates significant diversity at that point, but the system pays for its diversity. The cost is evident if we remember the constraints on a coding sequence. Recall that a coding sequence in DNA must be read in 3 base triplet codons, and that the initiation codon, AUG methionine, defines a reading frame that groups the rest of the coding region in 2 triplets. Reading DNA in one of the 2 other reading frames would generate a meaningless string of amino acids. Thus, the joining of 2 pieces of coding DNA, such as a VK and JK segment, can produce an in-phase joint, which maintains a sensible reading frame, or an out-of-phase joint, which encodes a nonsense protein. Because the VK-JK joining process is a random one, 2 out of every 3 joinings result in joints that make no sense. Thus, the increased diversity permitted by imprecise joining is obtained at the expense of formation of 2 non-productive joints for each productive joint. We have described 3 sources of diversity in antibody K-light chains: variability in the sequence of the mini VK segments in the germline Gale locus, variability in the sequences of a small number of JK segments, and variability in the number of nucleotides deleted at VK-JK joints. The actual number of VK and JK segments varies among species. In the mouse, for instance, there are 300 VK segments and 4 functional JK segments. Other processes beyond the scope of our discussion generate even more antibody diversity by randomly altering the DNA sequence in the joint between the VK and JK segments. Organization and rearrangement of heavy chain DNA. Functional genes encoding antibody heavy chains are formed by processes similar to those just described for light chain genes. Analysis of the antigen binding sites of numerous antibodies suggests that the heavy chain contribution to contacts with antigen is even greater than the light chain contribution. Consistent with a need for greater diversity in heavy chains, 3 libraries of gene segments contribute to the variable region of functional heavy chain genes, rather than just the 2 V and J that make up light chain genes. The 3rd library consists of diversity D segments, which are located between the other 2 libraries, whose segments are called VH and JH. Thus, 2 joining reactions, VH to D and D to JH, are required to assemble the region of a heavy chain gene encoding the variable region, figure 925. Clearly, having 3 segments, rather than 2, greatly increases the possible combinatorial diversity. Human germline DNA contains an estimated 100 VH segments, 30 D segments, and 6 functional JH segments. In addition to the diversity due to random joining of VH, D, and JH segments, further diversity is created by loss of nucleotides at the VHD and DJH joints, as occurs at the VK-JK joint. The variable domains of heavy chains are diversified even further by the random addition of up to 15 nucleotides when a D segment joins to a JH, or when a VH joins to a D. The junctions where this occurs encode most of the amino acids that form the antigen binding tip of the VH domain in an antibody molecule, see figure 922. Thus maximum diversity is generated in the portion of the antibody molecule that interacts with antigen. Heavy chain germline DNA also contains multiple C segments encoding the constant region domains of the various SIG classes. A combination of alternative RNA processing and additional DNA rearrangements class switching determine which SIG class is expressed by a particular B cell. Generalized DNA amplification produces polyteen chromosomes. All of the DNA rearrangements discussed so far, both functional and non-functional, involve changes in the position of sequences within the genome. Another type of rearrangement involves generalized amplification of DNA sequences, or polytenization. The salivary glands of Drosophila species contain enlarged interphase chromosomes. When fixed and stained, these chromosomes are characterized by a large number of well-demarcated bands, which can be used to establish the position and order of genes on Drosophila chromosomes, see figure 822. The enlargement of chromosomes in the salivary glands, and in some cells in other Drosophila tissues as well, occurs when the DNA repeatedly replicates, but the daughter chromosomes do not separate. The result is a polyteen chromosome composed of many parallel copies of itself. The amplification of chromosomal DNA greatly increases gene copy number. Presumably, this supplies sufficient mRNA for protein synthesis in the massive salivary gland cells. Although most of the chromosome participates in polytenization, certain sequences, such as the simple sequence DNAs near the centromeram telomeres, are not amplified. Furthermore, the ribosomal genes tend to be amplified less than other sequences during polytenization, figure 926. As discussed previously, multiple copies of these genes already are present in tandem arrays. The molecular basis for the varying extent of replication along presumably a linear chromosomal DNA molecules remains unknown, but the unreplicated simple sequence DNA probably contributes to alignment of the amplified DNA along the lengths of polyteen chromosomes. Summary. Although gene expression is most frequently regulated by DNA binding proteins that control the initiation of transcription, some cells use specific rearrangements of the DNA sequence to control expression of certain genes. Salmonella typhimurium controls expression of the H1 or H2 flagell or antigen by rare site-specific recombination between two repeated sequences flanking the promoter of the H1 gene, see figure 920. The resulting inversion of the promoter causes the cell to shift from expressing one flagell or antigen to expressing the other. The remarkable diversity of antibody molecules is achieved by assembly of functional genes encoding the antibody heavy and light chains from multiple gene segments with unique sequences present in germline DNA. The segments encoding the variable domains of heavy and light chains are assembled by recombining two or three gene segments from libraries of alternative short coding regions, see figures 924 and 925. The large number of possible combinations in which light chain and heavy chain gene segments can be combined is one mechanism for generating variation in the amino acid sequence and therefore binding specificity of antibodies produced by individual B lymphocytes. Additional diversity results from the random loss and addition of nucleotides at the joints between gene segments during the joining process. In some organisms, certain specialized cells grow to much larger size than other cells and amplify their chromosomal DNA, producing polyteen chromosomes such as those in the larval salivary glands of Drosophila species, see figure 926. The chromosomes of these giant cells result from about 10 replications without cell division and without replication of the associated simple sequence DNA at the centromeram telomeres.